when the church tries to mediate to us the momentousness of this reality, a human being taken up, transformed body and soul by the very glory of God Himself, to be with God forever and to be the queen of all creation. That's what we celebrate. Well, it's pretty exciting. Now, the texts that the church picks, they're remarkable, really. You know, this first one from the book of Revelation. This book of Revelation is a remarkable book, but you've got to work at it. It's like Ezekiel, you know, just doesn't spell it out for you. And the allusions are multiple, very sophisticated thing. And it involves the myths about nearly all the people who's the Baal myths from Ugarit and so forth. They're all, in other words, everything that the human spirit has ever tried to do and say about his longing for the victory of good over evil, you see, is embodied in this text. And that's why it's so tough to understand. You see, a great sign appeared in the sky. A woman clothed with the sun. Who is this woman? Israel, the church, but summed up both in one human being, Mary of Nazareth, who was very inconspicuous in her day, but this mystic sees her as that place where all the longing and striving of humanity to have victory of light over darkness, you see, is all embodied. And there it is. See, she's clothed with the sun. The moon is under her feet. On her head, a crown of 12 stars. Who is this woman? You see? Well, it's Israel, but it's woman. And it's this one chosen by God. You see? She was with child and wailed in pain as she labored to give birth. Now, Our Lady didn't have pain at her birth, but at Jesus' birth, but she had pain, especially at the cross. And this text is looking mostly at the cross. But what I'm trying to mediate, I know it's tough early in the morning, the cosmic imagery, the greatness of this mystery, you see, and how this first text takes all the longings, all the desires that righteousness prevail, that crime stop, that murder stop, that cruelty be over, that God reign, come among us and reign. These are the myths you could find. See, they're all summed up here in terms of the Old Testament, where these things are already being gathered together from the depth of the human spirit. You see? Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns. On its heads were 7 diadems. Worldly power. Worldly power, which hates God's intervention. And this intervention of God, you see, comes through this woman. And so his tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky and hurled them to the earth. Violence. You see, the enmity against God. Then the woman stood before the dragon, the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth, to devour her child. If I can destroy that, I will have mastery. Now this is again, as I say, embodying the... There are great big commentaries like this on the book of Revelation, and they'll give you all the the Ugaritic myths, the Akkadian myths, which are just the human spirit wounded by sin, confused by sin, confused by alienation from God. Only Israel knew one true God. But yearning, you see? Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth, to devour her child when she gave birth. That's the cross. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. That's from Psalm 2, right? Why are the nations raging? The peoples in rebellion against God. And God is laughing them to scorn. Poor little things walking around on this little golf ball in a corner of the universe, and we're going to overthrow God. The only frightening thing about it is the depth of the malice. You see? Her child was caught up to God and his throne. That's the resurrection. See? The woman herself fled into the desert where she had a place prepared by God. That's the church. Because Mary sums up the church. You see? Then I heard a loud voice say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of the God, of our God, and the authority of his anointed one. Now." So where's the triumph? Look at Mary. Humanity, saved, protected, made radiant, ruler. That's where we're going. The victory of God is there, you see, in Mary, who is radiant with divine life, power, and love. That's what the Assumption is all about. There you see God conquering evil in its most manifest form, death. No more death. We'll die, but then we'll be with her forever. So we're thrilled for her that she's there, but she hasn't forgotten us. Now, we have to quit. It'd be great to go through all the other texts, but you'd all get fired. So we're going to quit now. But pray. I just thought it might be well to go through that. You see, images. How do you express this victory of life over death? How do you express this victory of God over all evil? Not even a contest, not even anything. But he does it in a human being. In Jesus, and then through Jesus' mother. What does that say about motherhood? Well, I gotta quit.